This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1016, How to Introduce Bad News Using Alas, Unfortunately, and More.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great question from our listener, Kadir. How can you use the phrase alas to share bad news? Find out how to do it, plus get a few other phrases today.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going? How are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm feeling great. We have a big week coming up because, guys, you guys know we record a little bit in advance. And this weekend, we have the Urban Adventures in Boston. So we're going to get to meet some of our listeners.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, are you having fun getting ready for that?
Oh, yeah, it's super fun. And I'm just excited to meet them and just to bring them around Boston. And we're going to dive into native English. It's going to be so cool. It's going to be cool.
That's great. That's great. Well, have a great time. Oh, wow. Tell everyone I say hi.
I will, for sure. And Michelle, we also have some people who reviewed our iOS app. Isn't that exciting? I mean, we had episode 1000 and some of our app users went ahead and left us reviews.
That's nice. Oh, that's so great. Oh, so are we going to thank them?
Yeah, I want to yell out their names really quick to say a special thank you. All right. So are you ready, Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay, here it goes. So thank you to Mariana Granoni, Willie Cuban, Ive from Brazil, Gio, your Nicaraguan listener, Tommy 555, okay, and Moonlight 99, and Emily 1275, Pau Aguirre Lima, Elder Carvalho. Guys, you are awesome. It's so cool that these guys are using the iOS app. That means they are seeing the bonus videos. Like, Michelle, you made a cool bonus video last week about the heat in New York, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's funny, Jessica also did a video this week about, we won't tell our listeners what they learned, what the phrase was, but it was related to heat because we are all in the heat waves of the summer right now, or we were last week.
That's so funny. So she did it too? That's so
yeah,
funny.
A similar topic, but also we learn new vocab. So very good. So guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, you want to get the iOS app onto your phones. You can start listening to our show over there and seeing these bonus videos. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Nice. All right. That's great. So
yeah,
Lindsay, I mean, I had a good weekend, but I mean, I wanted to go to the beach, but alas, it was raining, so I didn't get to go.
alas, I never hear you use that word, Michelle. Interesting. Okay.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So this is a key word that we are going to be talking about today because we got a great question from our listener, Kadir. Lindsay, would you like to read the question?
Yeah, and I want to say thank you to Kadir because he's a big listener of our show. He works very hard on his English, right? He sends in a lot of questions. Yeah. And Kadir, we admire your dedication to English. I think that is so cool.
We definitely do, and we really appreciate the questions. All right, yeah. This is a good one.
Okay, I'm going to read the question. Here we go. So, hello, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I hope you're all Okay, he said y'all, so that's a Southern term, right? So I hope you're all having the best week of your life. As for me, I'm really excited to become a freshman at the university in September. That's awesome. Enough with the introduction. Let's dive into my question. Recently, I came across a sentence that is, for many people, alas, hunger is part of everyday life. I feel like the word alas here is an exclamation, which I don't see that much, if at all. I would like to hear your thoughts on the meaning of that word and also on what other words we can use to get a similar meaning. Thanks a lot in advance. I hope you'll be answering my question. Kadir, 18, from Turkey. So Kadir is getting ready for college. That is so cool.
Yeah. Well, maybe by the time when this episode comes out, I don't know, maybe I'll have started already. I don't know, but good luck. Yeah, we wish you a great year. Wow, how exciting.
Yeah, he's got a really solid head start on his English, and I think he's going to be headed for really good things with those English skills that he has. That is so cool.
Yay, good luck, good luck.
All right. So, Michelle, how are we going to dive into this today?
Yeah, well, I think this is a really good question. I mean, do you know this word, alas, Lindsay? Have you heard it before?
For sure. I have definitely heard it. It's not one that I use. Yeah. It's just not really in my vocabulary. It's not something I necessarily feel comfortable using, but I definitely hear it all the time, especially, I mean, it sounds smart. It sounds articulate. It sounds intellectual, in my opinion. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I agree with everything you just said. Yeah, of course I know this word. I don't know that, like that example that I just said to you about, oh, but alas, it was raining. There's no way I would have ever said that to you like that. I would have never said it to you with alas.
Some people would, right? I think so. I think it's kind of got this tinge to it of like artsiness, like poetic, like someone who's trying to be poetic or trying to be like melancholy in the way they're speaking.
Alas,
yeah, a little artsy. It's got that twist to it. Some people would, but only if they're trying to like emphasize that they want to be a little bit melancholy.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, I think that it can be used, but I wouldn't be using it just like, oh, but alas, it was raining. Like, casual. But if I want to be like a little bit dramatic or maybe even trying to be a little bit funny, just like in the drama of it all, like, oh, but alas, it was raining, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely like kind of when you feel like you're kind of on stage, not literally on stage, but you want to convey a certain emotion and you want to kind of animate your speaking a little bit.
Right, right. So, all right. So what does it mean? So in the dictionary, it says that, it is used to express unhappiness, pity, or concern. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So in my example with the beach, it's like unhappiness. Oh, but alas, it was raining. But in Kadir's example, you know, about hunger, it means kind of something very similar, but like, you know, feeling concern more, I guess, you know, for many people, alas, hunger is a part of everyday life. You know, it's kind of like,
right.
Yeah. So that's what I would say. But yeah. Some other examples could be, she thought she had the job, but alas, they gave it to someone else, right?
Yeah, exactly. So clearly this word can be used for a bunch of different scenarios, right?
Yeah.
Something as simple as it's raining to talking about a much more serious topic like hunger around the world, right? So it's obviously quite dynamic.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Michelle?
Yeah, well, you could say, oh, I called him, but alas, he did not pick up. Something like that. Yeah, that's like, you know, these are things, you know, I think that's a good point, Lindsay, that it can be used from something really terrible to something just, you know, not so terrible when you kind of, if it's not so terrible, you're trying to be like kind of cute or a little bit dramatic. That's what I think.
Yeah, a little poetic, a little dramatic, a little artsy. Mm-hmm. That's how I think of it. Sometimes... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes I roll my eyes when I hear it.
It's
just a little bit too much sometimes, just trying to sound a little too poetic and artsy, but it depends on who it's coming from. So guys, just listen for it. You know, that's the key, and see if you want to add it to your vocabulary. That's kind of your choice. Right?
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. So, I mean, I could also see it in a book or something like that, but, you know, so, you know, guys, Lindsay and I don't really use this word, but, you know, you may decide that you want to, or you might hear somebody use it in a funny way or just a kind of silly way or something like that. So, but there are other ways that we can express this. And it's important to know how to express this because I think that it enhances connection, right? Because you're sharing your emotions about your something. You're saying, oh, but this happened, right? It's kind of a good add-on. To kind of make the phrase deeper or whatever you're trying to say, get someone to understand how you feel about something.
Yeah, totally. That's a good point, Michelle. So the function of it is, again, to show your emotion. So even if I roll my eyes when I hear alas, it doesn't mean that, this ability to connect through showing how something felt is super important, right? That's something we don't want to leave out of our English. It's the fall and it's time to dig into English. But to do this, we're not going to break open our grammar books. No way. Instead, you can learn the 7 simple secrets to connection in English to get started. Go to allearsenglish.com/secrets to get your free video lesson now. That's allearsenglish.com/secrets.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Okay. So let's go through it. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay, well, something as simple as just saying, unfortunately, this is a lot more down to earth, I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think this is used all the time. I think this is probably the most common thing that when I hear, oh, alas, like I just hear kind of, you know, the first one that popped into my head was unfortunately. So, so you could say something like, I opened my fridge this morning to make scrambled eggs, but unfortunately they were all broken.
Oh, no. Nothing drives me nuts more than when I want to have something for breakfast and it's not there and I have to like go to the store and I'm in my pajamas and it's just so annoying.
Definitely. Definitely. So, yeah. Unfortunately, guys, I think this is a good one. What's the next one, Lindsay?
Well, I'm afraid. So I like this one. This is a classic, right? Michelle, classic. So, you know, a little bit more buttoned up, you think? Definitely.
That's what I think. What do you think?
Yeah. I agree. It's something that I would envision like a, I don't know, a high school guidance counselor saying, oh, I'm afraid your SAT scores aren't enough for Harvard or something, right? A little more formal. Yeah, it's not necessarily something you'd say to like your sibling when you say, oh, I ate all the chocolate. I'm afraid I ate all the chocolate in the fridge. No, you wouldn't say, that doesn't make sense, right? It's too formal for that.
right. So you could say I'm afraid or I'm afraid that, right, Lindsay?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. So, and let's just make this clear, you know, that it's not necessarily about real fear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just another way of saying I'm sorry that or it's too bad that, right? So here's an example sentence. I wanted to give you a good grade, but I'm afraid that you failed the test.
Yeah, maybe I'm afraid you failed. I don't know. And I'm not sure about this that now, but it's fine either way.
No, I think both are okay.
Now I'm starting to hear it in my head over and over. So, what do you think of this one, Lindsay?
Yeah, I like it. I also don't use it much because it does feel more buttoned up, a bit more formal. It's not in my range, but certainly people use it. Absolutely. And it does convey this sense of, yeah, like you're sharing news that's not positive. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing. Yeah.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. And the next one is kind of similar. The next one is sadly. Right. So also this is a little bit formal sounding, but it's used. So like, oh, they had a beautiful wedding, but sadly they got a divorce 2 years later. Something like that.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of conveys a little bit more emotion in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm afraid that and unfortunately kind of keep it more objective, but sadly shows the emotion, shows that feeling behind what you're conveying.
That's a really good point, Lindsay. Yeah, I agree with that. Sadly is, that you really kind of feel that sadness.
Yeah. Oh, I like the next one, Michelle. This one sounds good. So,
thank you.
What is it?
Much to my dismay. So, guys, this one I think is a little bit more old-fashioned, definitely more formal. But what do you think, Lindsay?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's more formal, but I like it. It's kind of artsy sounding, and it could be fun. I mean, for example, if you guys are taking the IELTS exam, it would definitely make you stand apart from other candidates in the speaking test, for sure. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, so it could be much to my dismay, much to your dismay, much to their dismay, right? So, for example, they put a bid on the house, but much to their dismay, someone had given a better offer, so they didn't get it. Right?
Okay, that's a good way of articulating that. I mean, again, it sounds intellectual, it sounds smart, it sounds articulate.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, so Lindsay, which one do you think is the most natural sounding for you? Which one do you think you use the most?
Okay, so for my personal range of vocabulary, it would be within here it'd be unfortunately.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add or anything else that you can think of that you would use?
So let's see, I'm trying to think because the situation just happened to me this week. You know, I joined a tennis league and I've been loving it. I've been loving getting on the tennis court and I met someone very cool and we've hung out a couple of times and, you know, sadly, unfortunately, I can't join the league in the fall because it's filled up. It's full. So I'm trying to think of what else I would put there instead. So unfortunately, I might go really casual and say something like, oh, it's really a bummer, but I can't join the league in the fall. Something like that. But yeah, nothing else comes to mind, Michelle. I think we covered it here.
Yeah, I think unfortunately to me also feels the most natural, the one that just, you know, comes out of my mouth when I'm expressing this emotion. But, you know, there are, you know, different ways to express these emotions. And, you know, we can always do a follow up in the future. But so, Lindsay, should we give it a try in a role play?
I would like to do that. Definitely, Michelle. Let's do it. So what's going on here?
All right. So we are talking about people from high school. We went to the same high school and we're talking about.
Have you ever been to a high school reunion?
No. Have you?
Yes. I went to my 5-year reunion. But, you know, the 5-year reunion is practically not a reunion because people haven't done much. I mean, I actually had lived in Japan, so I'd come back and I had done something, which was cool. But I don't know. Since then, I haven't even like heard about any reunions. Maybe I got off the list or something.
So yeah, we're actually going to talk about that now. So you want to give it a go?
Yeah. So have you heard from anyone about if they're coming to the class reunion?
not really. Melanie sadly has a wedding that day, so she can't make it.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, I'm afraid that many people can't make it because it's during the holiday season.
I heard Ben can come, but don't tell anyone. Unfortunately, he and Sally got a divorce.
Oh no, they've been together since 10th grade.
Yeah, alas, it happens much to everyone's dismay.
Okay. All right.
That when people say alas, they tend to like exhale.
Yeah, yeah, alas. Yeah, 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 for sure. For sure. It's yeah, so guys, funny. So we tried to pack them in here, but so what was the first thing, Lindsay, I said?
You said, not really. Melanie sadly has a wedding that day, so she can't make it. So you would have wanted Melanie to come because probably you think she's cool. So sadly, she's not able
to
come.
Yeah, I really like Melanie. Yeah.
Yeah, clearly.
And then just a bonus, guys. Lindsay said, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. That one works too. Mm-hmm.
For sure. And then I said, I'm afraid that many people can't make it.
Yeah. So in this case, yeah, we mentioned when we taught these that I'm afraid that is quite formal. And yeah. It, you know, because we're classmates from high school, it felt a little bit formal, right? Even though we're just trying to use the word here, it felt a little formal, right? Yeah, what do you think, Michelle? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I would have said it here, like, oh, I'm afraid that, like, maybe a little bit formal, but I could hear someone saying it like this. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just like a very slight nuance for our listeners here. Yeah, exactly.
For sure. And then what happened?
And then we said, but don't tell anyone. Unfortunately, he and Sally got a divorce. So, yeah. So that's a way to introduce, you know, that it's also important to prepare your audience, right? That you're going to say some kind of piece of bad news. And unfortunately, can be really useful to do that.
Right. Okay. And then finally, you said, yes. You said, yeah, alas, it happens much to everyone's dismay. So we use those there together.
Yeah, it's funny. I feel like that line could be used like in some kind of a like Shakespearean play or something. I don't know. So it feels very performance like, right?
Yeah.
Saying, alas, much to everyone's dismay, right? It feels like it belongs on Broadway, not so much in that. But we're throwing this into the conversation, the role play, just to show you guys. But for sure. We want to look at the context around words and understand where they belong.
Definitely. Yeah. So, you know, guys, some of these sound more formal or informal, but overall, I think these are really good ways to help us express our emotions about something without going too deep into it, like a word or two, you know, that expresses it and connects more than if I just said, like, for example, in the role play, don't tell anyone he and Sally got a divorce, right? I'm actually adding on something like, oh, this is a terrible thing, right? So it's kind of, I think, making me connect a little bit more with you.
Yeah, it's also kind of a nice transition. So it's a connection. True. It's a transition for connection. It's like you're transitioning to what you're going to say. You're opening it up and you're going to connect with the person because you're saying, I'm going to give some bad news now. So guys, you know, add these words to your vocabulary. I mean, this is what's going to bring you to that next level to really connect. I love it.
For sure. All right, Lindsay. Well, this has been fun. And thanks, Kadir, for that question. Good luck in school. And have a good one.
Yeah, Michelle, have fun down in Maryland hanging out, right? Down in Bethesda.
That's right. Thank you very much. All right, Lindsay, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, enjoy. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.